Alright, welcome back. Another episode, Game of Thrones. Scott's back with us, Raven, and our guest. You're the only other woman guest we've had.
Yeah.
Besides Raven. Raven didn't want no other women there.
That is not true.
She was like, I'm the only bitch up in here.
That is not true.
Raven's former roommate. They were Bert and Ernie for a long time.
Yeah, we still are.
Yeah, we used to imagine that they used to have the bed in the same room, like both of the beds in the same room, like two beds. Just like on
two twin beds.
They even big beds. It's two twin beds.
Yeah, we bathed together.
Yeah, exactly.
Bert and Ernie add the sexual attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Ignorant.
Thank you for coming on, Tim.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right, so let's go into Balls Musgrave. He wants to gloat on us from last week. Greetings, crew. Wanted to say ha, 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 ha. I told you all that she was going to end up pregnant or something along those bases. But I didn't watch ahead of time, and I didn't read any scripts. This was just something I thought of offhand. Do you all think that what I said before about the possibility of her losing the baby, and that's the way Jaime can end up killing her and fulfilling the prophecy? Still love the show as always, but I was right. Regards, Balls.
I definitely think that that's an interesting theory, that because she's supposedly pregnant with Jamie's baby, that he indirectly kills her. I think that that's a possibility. I don't know if I believe she's pregnant.
She's pregnant, though.
Or if she is pregnant, that it is Jamie's. And I could see him killing her either because she's lied about it or because she's lied about it being his.
Because remember Lady Olenna, remember when they were doing arranged marriages, when they were trying to combine the Tyrell and the Lannisters.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she was going to marry Loras, and he was like, you sure you're going to be able to have kids?
Right.
You've been around the block and been a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, are you able to have kids? Are you able to give us an heir?
Yeah.
So that makes me think, like, that was 4 years ago on the show, so...
Yeah. Yeah, and Frankenstein definitely has something to do with this conception.
And also, real talk, Jamie's not been around very long.
Yeah, he hit one time. It's
yeah, like I'm saying, like Jamie just got back. So he hit back to King's Landing. All of a sudden, in non P-test birth control world, all of a sudden she just knows she's pregnant. Like I'm saying, like
I know, right?
He ain't really been around long enough for her to know that she's that pregnant in this day and age.
She's not missed a period yet.
Right.
Too soon.
Also, I mean, if there's any such thing as a stress period, it would be all my killed children died and the chick we have what bunch of dragons are attacking my nation. I'm saying like that. It's possible a stress period.
I thought that, you know, what if there's a possibility that, you know, since that other child is not a part of her prophecy, what if Bran did something in his vision that changed the course of time and now she can be pregnant? Maybe it changed everything she thought would happen to her.
I think if Balls Musgrave is right, it's that she's lying about it. And then Jamie makes some decisions based on thinking she has a child. And then it turns out not to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think Balls Musgrave is wrong mostly because his name is Balls Musgrave. And I can't I can't say that name with a straight face and then not make a joke attached to it.
Oh, goodness.
But I admit that I have a very sophomoric sense of humor.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, because Jaime was ready to die. I mean, he was ready to jump in front of that dragon, kill Daenerys, and go out.
Fall for Cersei, really.
Right. Well, I don't know if it was for Cersei. I think he feels defeated at this point. Like what else? Like what's the point now?
I don't even want to go back.
Yeah.
Do we have some notes? Can I go to the Night's Watch or do something? Maybe take the black.
Right.
So, y'all didn't think she's pregnant, basically?
I don't.
She's not having a baby, I know that.
I mean, it goes against the prophecy, too. They said you're going to have three kids, all three of your kids going to die.
Right.
So, she got to be lying.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's a climactic enough ending for Cersei, for her to die in childbirth. Like, that's a little too noble for her.
Dying in childbirth is not noble.
No, it kind of makes her a martyr then. Like, no, somebody needs to kill her.
Oh.
Or was she just in prison forever or something? You know? Like,
yeah.
She just suffered. Like, she,
that's
like
not sensitive. Justice.
Well, she has like the Lord of Fire baby. That's a murder.
Like a murder demon. If she had a baby, it would be some kind of zombie baby. It'd
be another little Tyrion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be hilarious. They'd be like, yeah. Your kid is a dwarf.
Yep, that would be some poetic justice.
Yep.
Oh, that would be bad.
And she dies.
Like a mama.
So let's go to the north. We have John, not John, so Littlefinger's doing his moves.
Well, let's go back. Mm-hmm. So I was wrong.
About Sir Jorah, right.
It was Bran or Bronn.
But Bron did show up right after that, though, which means he was in the area, though. Like we thought, like he could be in the area.
So he's back, but I was wrong. It was Bronn that saved him. I think my prediction would have been more interesting TV, but I guess it made sense for Bronn to save Jaime.
I agree that I was really disappointed that you weren't right.
Yeah, I don't like not being right.
Ever. That aside, I still was disappointed. I can't speak to your feelings about not being right. I can't speak to... I thought it was a little less compelling that it was Bronn, only because he did it for the money. Also, phrase of the day was, dragons is where I deal parts. that is exactly where any deal should break. All contracts should end up unless dragons show up.
I've never
signed up a deal and I go, well, I'm still going to stick by these terms if a dragon shows up. So... I completely agree with him from a legal standpoint that I'm over it if a dragon shows up.
Everything that wasn't a part of our original dealings.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a condition that would definitely void the contract.
Yeah. Like if I bought a new Chevy truck and they were like, "Hey, look, pay me $450 a month," and then a dragon showed up, I'm like, "No, I'm not." Like, that's a wrap. Right?
Yeah. No, I get that.
So do y'all think that Sir Jorah showing back up is a good sign, bad sign?
I think it's a great sign because he's actually a military mind. I mean, although I like Tyrion a lot, he's not a military mind. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, all he has is one victory under his belt.
It's Blackwater.
Yeah, and that victory is... Eh.
I mean, it's a big one, but...
He beat Stannis, though.
I mean, Stannis was supposed to be like the best general in all the Seven Kingdoms.
This is true, but also he had a much more defensible position.
He did.
And he had the
Tyrells.
Wildfire.
And the Tyrells showed up, too, at the last minute.
He had a much more defensible position, so I think it was an easier battle for him to win. And then now that we see that all his other military strategies have kind of gone to crap, it makes him less likely or less credible as a military strategist. Although immediately afterwards we see Jorah leave. So I don't know. He showed right back up and was like,
"My thing is like, man, I just got back. Can I kind of chill with you for a minute?" That's how what I would be thinking like if I'm Jorah. I'm like, yo, I just got back. Why I gotta roll back out?
I mean, hey, look, the thirst is strong out here in these streets, man. Like,
look,
went through a lot.
I don't know, because if I'm looking around, I'm like, because he doesn't know Dario Naharis didn't come.
Well, he doesn't see him.
I'd have been looking like, so we're homeboy. I'd have been looking around, looking at different rooms when I get back.
Well, no, I mean, he showed up, and it's like the moment he shows up, there's this thing going on between Daenerys and Jon. I think he saw those exchange of looks. Hey, so, like, now she got somebody.
Dude, every time I leave, I lose.
I'm saying, like, for real, in Jorah's position, you gotta be like an old trick. Like, for real. Like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, in his spot, you gotta be an old trick. And she's a queen, so it's like,
and he can be her dad. He's never be her dad.
I think he's older than her father.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so I'm saying, like, I mean, most in general in that position, you got to be a trick, and I don't think he really has papers not long enough to be a trick.
So I mean, because his whole family lost all their money and everything.
I feel like he's watching the wrong tree. I think he's following that true love stuff, and it's like true love don't really get you in a place with nobody with a paper.
It's true.
Like I'm saying, I can't truly love Oprah and be like, "Yo, Oprah, break me out for those a couple of those billions." Like it's not. That's not really the cards for me. So.
So what do y'all think about this whole Jon Snow caravan of? Oh yeah, I guess we can go to Gendry.
There was so much in this episode. Yeah. Like
there's a lot of details.
So many different things, and I understand the writers have to get through it quickly, but I'm like, damn, if we didn't spend so many episodes with the House of Many Faced Gods or whatever, we probably could have gone into the rest of these storylines a little bit more. I mean, people are time traveling and everything in this episode. But yeah, there's a lot going
on. So, I mean, I'm trying to think more, like, let's just start Winterfell, and then we'll kind of bounce around and kind of keep it. So, Winterfell, we have Arya basically thinking she's, you know, what a spy. James Bond trying to sneak around Winterfell.
In plain sight, too.
I didn't like that scene.
I think she's a little arrogant.
That's what I'm thinking. No. See, if people are saying that she should be better. She didn't finish her training, if y'all remember.
Yeah, she's
left out, though.
People's faces.
I know, but she doesn't.
Yeah, like,
but no.
You need to be better at this.
But she didn't finish her training, though.
If I can steal people's faces, I can sneak around my house without no one knowing it's me.
Right, well,
people's faces.
I guess she has to kill somebody to do that. She doesn't kill for no reason.
Which is fine, but she killed all the Freys. There's at least one Frey.
Right, she should have taken a face.
There's at least one Frey
she
can walk around with.
Right.
There's at least one Frey's face she can use to walk around with.
Well, I don't even
You can't have shown Littlefinger that you're also way
but she
more
didn't, I think she only has the big, the main Frey's face.
Why?
I don't think she took any of the other guys' faces.
She should have.
Well, she probably didn't think of that. She's probably like...
Well, everybody knows they're dead, too, so...
Yeah, so like if Walter Frey would show up walking around, you like, what are you doing?
Maybe Walter Frey, but he got at least one nephew that thought maybe didn't show up to dinner that fucking night. I'm saying, at the end of the day, like, who exactly does not listen to this podcast? No, we all showed up tonight.
Right.
There's 40 people in that room. You couldn't just make one Jack walk? I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, or, you know, kill Ed Sheeran, take his face.
I mean, my thing is that she didn't finish her training. It's like Luke in, in Star Wars. He didn't finish all his training, so he went up the
but
up
he still
all
took
way.
Down
I don't,
the Empire,
her additional though. Training would not have made her smarter. You know,
I think it made her slicker, not as arrogant, and not as and a little bit slicker, and like looking around to see if somebody's watching you.
And
like,
she would have learned from more mistakes too.
Yeah, they would have had her doing stuff where she would have made mistakes and figured them out.
Regardless of how much face training, but face stealing training you get. You should think, maybe I shouldn't stand 15 feet away from the person I'm spying on.
And stand
and stick,
in plain
and
sight.
And stick my face out and then leave immediately after they walk away. I mean, walk up to their room and break into it without checking the scene. I'm just saying, like, maybe follow him a couple feet to see if he actually leaves the area.
I kind of thought she might have gotten locked in that room. Like, I felt like he knew she would go in there.
Think about what he played on. Mm-hmm. He didn't play on her being suspicious of him. He played on her being suspicious
of
her sister,
which
he wasn't around. He wasn't privy to that conversation.
No, but he. I think he knew that they didn't fuck with each other like that, though.
How
just thinking that they've been walking around together so long. I know she's probably said, like, I didn't mess with me and my sister had this kind of thing. Like, just casual conversations probably can figure that out.
Yeah, I mean, he was around when they were children. He knows that they have very different personalities, very different goals. He saw that exchange, in looks when Arya was fighting with Brienne and how Sansa felt about that. So he's picking up on it. And even if he didn't, he knows that he can drive a wedge in some way, and that's what he wants to do in order to keep control over Sansa.
As someone who has as many siblings as the Starks do, I have to say, although there's a lot of sibling rivalry, at the end of the day, if my whole family got murdered, I'm dead in that shit. Like, it doesn't matter that one time I had to take you to fucking prom, and I don't want to, I had a date. Like, our parents are dead, we're back at our parents' home. Like, the hell with that other shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I agree with you. I would, too. But you can see that Arya's not letting that go. I mean, she sees Sansa in her parents' chambers and says, you always did, like, nice things so you could feel better than everybody else. So she clearly still has some sort of feelings against Sansa and questions, I think, what her motives are.
I don't like that because I feel like that's something that the writers showed us as viewers but did not communicate to Littlefinger. And so I feel like that's information he shouldn't have. At the end of the day, that was a private conversation had between two sisters, none of which who like or trust Littlefinger, in their parents' chambers. There's no expectation of me that Littlefinger is privy to that information.
Well, even if he's not, he's found the perfect tool to drive a wedge between them, or what he thinks will.
But I'm saying he didn't do that shit with Bran. I'm saying, how would he know, given the information that we believe he has at this moment, that's a wedge he can drive between Sansa and Arya?
I mean, Bran is already isolating himself, so he probably feels like he doesn't need to do anything there.
But, I mean, Littlefinger didn't know. I'm saying if I'm Littlefinger, I'm intervening between the cat that gave her a Dragonstone dagger that I gave him to murder me. Yeah. And I feel like that's a much more important thing than
him. That may very well be part of his plot, but I think he right now sees Arya as an immediate threat.
Oh, 100% he do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Ron is out there chilling by the tree getting high.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, man, that dude ain't doing that. I think he's still scared of me. It's like he's like the creepy dude like that lives in like your parents' house or like your Uncle Petey or something that lives upstairs in the attic and like nobody want to go see him, but like it's cool. Like you just, who going to go talk to Uncle Petey? That ain't me. Yeah. And that's how he is. He's not even acknowledging Uncle Petey exists.
And then I also think, you know, that's part of Littlefinger's job to study people. I mean, and so... Even though we don't see that he was privy to any of those conversations or interactions, I think we can assume that Littlefinger knows just because he seems to know everything.
I think he knows that Arya is suspicious of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't get this far in this game, though, not being slick. I think us as viewers took that for granted that he just was just get killed by Arya and he's supposed to keep it moving. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be like that. He didn't got this far. He went from being a brothel whore owner to running the veil. He was the master of coin at one point. Like, he moved up, mm-hmm. basically from nothing to something.
But pimping is a skill you can take any place.
Oh, no. Saying, but I'm saying, really? But I'm saying his lot in life, he was like, he wasn't like he was a born noble. Mm-hmm. He basically went from bottom to something.
But he learned the skill of pimping. I'm saying that's a very valuable tool. In any life, in any sci-fi reality, a pimp always wins, I think. But
it's a reality.
I think
we can all agree on a pimp win.
As whether or not he was privy to that information, what he used was smart, and he used the best tool he had. He didn't like, you know, just go whisper in Sansa's ear or Arya's ear, you know, reasons for them to not trust each other. He found something that clearly would invoke emotion in Arya.
But that's what I'm saying. He put forth such an elaborate ruse specifically for Arya, mm-hmm. without what I believe the proper information that allows him to believe that we'll be successful.
Well, he knew about that letter.
Yeah, that letter. That's the key.
But she didn't. That was a fake letter. I'm sorry. Well, hold on. Maybe then.
No, it's not a fake letter.
It's not a fake letter. No,
that's the one that she wrote in the first season.
Right. So when she was so getting ready real. To marry Joffrey.
It came to Winterfell. He knew it went there. That's why he asked the maester, was it something that was sent from there? Yeah. That's why he asked the maester to get that for him.
Yeah, it was in the archives.
And it was the only one. Remember, the maester said it's the only one we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a real letter. So he like on some like, yo, this is what your sister said when your pops was getting killed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's...
That's where Littlefinger's ahead of the game.
That's where I went all the way wrong. Because I thought it was a fake letter.
No, she wrote it. Now, she wrote it at Cersei's, you know, direction, and she didn't want to write it, but she still wrote it. And so Rob knew that she wrote it, you know, because Cersei made her do it, but Arya doesn't know that. Looking at it, and so it's I was back reading at a time.
The memes. You know? I was reading the memes about, like, trying to read that letter on pause. Like, I couldn't read it at all, so I have no idea what it says.
I definitely read it on pause.
Okay. Yeah,
I read it on pause. It said like, our dearest Rob.
It was Rob, asking Rob to bend the knee to Cersei. Right.
And saying our dad was a traitor. Mm-hmm. He did blah, blah, blah. Please bend the knee to... You know, King Joffrey.
Yeah, my beloved.
Oh, no. First it said that Robert Baratheon died in a boar accident.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Our father's a traitor. Please bend the knee to the new king, King Joffrey.
Mm-hmm. Oh. My beloved or something.
Yeah, like my beloved, picture. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the thing, though. So then, and you know that she was already pissed off being there, talking about every time you run up under Joffrey and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like, this dude was whack.
I take back everything I just said.
Littlefinger's slicker than most, man.
Yeah.
I keep people think he's gonna die, man. I don't know if he's gonna die, man. He might slide up out of there at the veil though, real quick though, and be like, "Y'all gotta come see me in my spot. Y'all gonna come get me. Y'all gotta come get me."
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I used to think that he was not going to die. He'd make it all the way. But I can absolutely see Arya taking his face and using... I can just see that benefiting the plot in so many ways.
That he can, right. She can be... And then you may not even know he's dead.
Mm-hmm, right. Because, like, because we might not know.
Yeah,
right.
And then because he's running around being... That'd be ill, though.
I think he's going to set her up somehow, though. Like, I think something's really got to happen to Arya to humble her a little bit.
On a larger scale, this episode really ruined the series for me.
Why is that?
Because it really brought home that Jon Snow is Dany's... nephew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, the marriage of Smash is not going to happen. Like, it's one or the other. Like, it's not both. Like, it's not both.
They can't. Targaryens do marry. They're supposed to marry them.
But not your nephew, though.
No, they say he can marry. Like, Aerys Targaryen, like the third, I think, married his two sisters.
Both of them?
Both of them.
B-O-F?
Both of them, man. Yes.
Yeah, no, I thought we were okay with incest now.
Yeah, I thought that was a part of the game.
I could totally see it almost being consummated, and then they're going to find out that they're nephew and aunt, and then it's not going to happen.
I feel like incest is still taboo in the world. Mm-hmm. It's just that we as viewers are okay with it because we know about the Lannister incest, but
yeah.
I feel like it's still like it's a thing that shouldn't happen. Uh-huh. And part of the reason that makes Cersei's evil is that she's being brazen with it.
Right.
So to be like, oh, the people that replace Cersei, like that's the aunt and nephew, and they're married and they're banging. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that would be something that no one would be.
Like, maybe if they were cousins, it would be more acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that because I would not have sex with any of my cousins, but I'm saying that in this world, maybe, like, it's much more palatable than siblings or aunts.
Yeah.
Can we change the subject, please? I'm like,
I like that Jorgon said, what's up, cuz?
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah.
So I guess we can move forward. Let's go. If we're going to go talk about parentage, we can go to Sam, you know, Samwell finding out that basically Rhaegar married his mom straight up. So he is the rightful heir to the throne.
Right. He's not even a bastard.
Also, he went to the Citadel and then got so close to finding out the truth about Jon Snow. And then walked away from the whole thing.
No, he has the books. He got the books. They have those books.
Did he keep those books?
Yeah, he kept everything. Yeah. He's like, grab all that stuff. We rolling out.
See, I didn't think he kept the things that he had that he was supposed to be transposing. I thought he went and grabbed other books.
No, he told her grab that all what you got right there too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, and even if he didn't, I mean, Gilly, whatever her name is, she knew the story. She was trying to tell it. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's going to finish telling the story. I think she's going to become very important with that. The big reveal.
So, we have what? 10 episodes left?
Oh, I think we have 2 left in this season and what? 7 left in the next one?
So 9?
Something like that.
So what? How do we think we're going to find out about John's heritage?
I think that Gilly is going to reveal it to Sam and Sam is going to tell John.
John is going north of the wall, though.
Right, like, but he's coming back. He's coming back.
I mean, we presume he'll make it back. Well, yeah. They are not
killing John on the other side of the wall at this point.
Narratively, I agree with that, but I'm saying that in these last 9 episodes, we think John's going to grab a White Walker and a crowd of White Walkers, snatch him, bring him back to Dragonstone. Sam going to show up with Gilly, like, yo, remember that story I was telling you? Maybe this has something to do with John. Because at the end of the day, no one recorded John's name as being Jon Snow.
No,
he got that name.
Well,
he got that name as being a bastard. So I'm saying that how would they, even if Sam was aware right now that Rhaegar married, what's her name? Lynette?
Lyanna.
If he married her and they had a kid, how will we know that that's John's son?
Well, John is. Yeah, I was going to say, absolutely, because John is going back to Winterfell, I think, probably next.
I get that. But I'm saying that
Bran, I think that it's going to come together.
No, it gives Bran credence to what he already. It validates what Bran is going to tell.
But from a Sam perspective, 2 things could happen. The Stark. What's her name?
Who? Sansa?
No, Lyanna. Yeah, Lyanna could have a baby, and also, Daddy Stark could also bang a whore. Like I said, both of those things can happen at the same time.
Well,
just because a baby's born at a certain time, like 2 different people could have sex and then.
Well, this is the thing though, is that you got a lot of collaboration. Well, there's one person that does know, Howland Reed. Mm-hmm. That's the person that knows everything.
Right, but I'm saying, but where is he?
That's where the girl that took him, that's his daughter. That's what she went back to.
Oh. Yeah, Bran.
He's over. I forgot. It's a little small strip area that he was over.
When it's dragging Bran across the street.
Yep, that's his daughter. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like he's not out of play of coming in, like being like, because before people thought that he was the one that was going to drop down with everything because he's the only one that survived that situation besides Ned. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the uncle, though? Is it Brandon Stark? Doesn't he know?
No. Because everybody else is dead already. Brendan, the one that got burned up by the Mad King. That's the reason that they was out there. was because
no,
they
got the ones on the White Wall. Right.
Benjen. He didn't know. He was at the wall.
Okay. Yeah, Uncle Benjen.
Yeah, Uncle Benjen's at the wall. So we don't know what. The only person that knows is Howlin' Reed.
So maybe.
And Bran.
So Bran, right.
So one of them.
Person that was there as witnesses is Howlin' Reed.
So either Bran or Sam could postulate it as a question, and then Howlin' Reed can verify it.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's like I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he probably knows his real name and everything. Because he has a Targaryen name.
I mean, and there's enough now to set up suspicion in many ways. Like Tiffany just brought up with Dragon.
Yeah.
Acknowledging John as well. I wanted there to be more, Danny to react to that a little more.
Remember Tyrion
she
did
also
too, though.
Framed her
well,
pain.
Okay, and then that goes into another. Okay,
well,
so.
Well, I think about it, that's what I was thinking. As Tyrion,
Tyrion could be a Targaryen as well.
Oh, Tyrion is clearly a Targaryen,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, and there's three dragons. Now you have three people that could potentially ride them.
And that's and then if you remember
so
from
Dragon
the,
Has Three Heads prophecy would be Jon, Tyrion, and
yep,
Dany.
Because that's from the temple of all those different faces that she was in. They didn't show it in the TV show, but in the books, Rhaegar is the person talking to her, mm-hmm. saying that it's three of you all, it'll be three dragons, and he gave her everything that's what
they
had.
They did show it in the movie.
They didn't show Rhaegar though. Rhaegar's the one that tells her.
Well, they showed the back of his head, we assumed it was Rhaegar.
Right, yeah, but Rhaegar's actually talking to her, telling her that.
But we do know that a new actor showing up
it's supposed
this
to be,
season
it's supposed
is going
to
portray Rhaegar.
Oh, really?
That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, so we have two episodes left, and the actor that has a check portraying Rhaegar will show up.
Ooh,
in one
Brian Cox, because he was saying he wanted to.
Was it? Is it? I don't know the actor's name.
Okay, sorry, I got it.
But there is an actor that's going to portray Rhaegar this season in the last two episodes.
Ah, okay, that'll be exciting.
So Rhaegar was the truth, man. He was the it was sad, man, because really, if you after all this really goes down, you really realize that Robert Baratheon was a big ass hater. Mm-hmm. He was a big ass hater. This whole thing started from him claiming that Rhaegar stole her and everything, and that and he was because he was betrothed to Lyanna.
Mm-hmm. Right,
he's a big hater. No, this whole thing started.
He did steal her.
No, he didn't steal. No, that whole thing they thought that he took her, raped her, and and ran off of her. They had a love affair.
Yeah, they were married.
Yeah, they were married and stuff. So it looks like Robert's a big hater.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but when you got a betrothed, that's your chick.
I'm next in line to run the Seven Kingdoms. Okay. I can trump whatever your betrothal is.
You say that. I'm saying this. You get engaged. You go to the mm-hmm. club. You're already engaged.
And Puff Daddy's still my girl. That's what it happens.
You're not gonna feel, but you're not gonna feel some kind of
I
way about it.
I will feel some way about Puff Daddy. I will be a big hater though. I still be a big hater.
And plus, can you be a big hater and I can murder everybody in the room? I'm saying, and get away with it. And after doing so, I don't go to jail. I become rich. I'm saying, those are all the incentives anybody ever needs. I'm saying, hey, people literally kill for less. This is St. Louis. People get murdered for traffic accidents. You talking about I can run everything and get paid with no consequence?
All right. You're right. Okay. So yeah, Robert is a hater. But legitimately so.
I'm telling you, man, Robert is a big hater, man.
Yeah.
He is though. You think about this dude went out there fighting the dude. Only reason the dude is fighting because he wanted to overthrow his own dad. Only reason he's out there is just because you mess with my name. Out of loyalty of his name. Mm-hmm. If Robert would have held on and be like, hey man, I took your girl, man. My bad, dog. And I'm going to take over anyway. And let me holler at the Starks real quick. I didn't intend for your dad and your brother to die there. That wasn't on me. I was trying to get ready to overthrow him. I bet on that. We owe you there.
So you think so?
We owe you there. We owe you there. Right there. We owe you there.
So let's play it out from this.
Suppose it's a dragon out here. How about I give you that?
I say, yo, I stole your bitch by my people's hand. Your daddy and your brother died, but give me a pass. No one gives a pass in this situation. No dude gives a pass in this situation. Mm-mm. Particularly if killing y'all gets me paid. No one does that. It's not a thing that people do.
You're right.
It's an unreasonable expectation. no one says, yeah, all the people you love was murdered at my people's hands, but, and I stole your chick. However, no let that slide for a second. But I'll pay you on the back end. Ain't no one does. No one takes that deal.
I get it, man. But Robert was, man, he was all emotional. And Leilani didn't even like her. Like him.
It ain't even got nothing to do with emotion. He didn't care about emotion. He married Cersei and pushed it on. He popped out three kids that wasn't his. He didn't even notice. It was about respect.
I think he knew, though.
To quote different fantasy, The Wire. The streets is the streets always.
But no, but I'm saying, but Robert, basically, like, dude, Robert, this girl, it's just like, if you was, like, your, like, it's the situation, like, if you were hollering at a girl, and the girl really don't like you, but your boy's talking to her, she likes him, and I'm just gonna sit there continually hating on
him. If not, if he knocked me, I'm saying, it's one thing you call dibs.
He had dibs, but the girl is not interested in him at all. Leanna was not interested. She did not want to marry Robert.
But they got to do the price of eggs in Egypt. That's not the streets here. Like, the streets is just, now you in the streets. Everybody know you my bitch. It's like, at the point of people calling you my bitch, you my bitch. Like, it don't matter where I clothes or not. The simple fact is, if I'm out here and people calling you my chick, and all of a sudden they see you somebody else, they go, I thought that was your chick.
Like, Rhaegar was dirty macking, though, too. Let's not get it twisted.
Right.
Because at the tournament at Harrenhal, he gave her the rose or whatever after he won. He's supposed to give it to his own wife. He gave it to her.
And I'm saying that clearly his dirty macking hand wasn't strong enough. Because had Robert Baratheon died after that dirty mac, we wouldn't have a problem here. But clearly, Robert Baratheon was not the catch. It's a dirty mac, though. You got to know you won. Like, it was an Avon Barksdale type of situation. Like you heard me? Maybe you should realize who you started to before you start dirty macking on Robert Baratheon, because he didn't take it lightly. I am pretty sure that had Rhaegar known the consequences of his actions would have been different.
How do you think he would have played it then?
Right.
I think
he would have pulled a Jaime Lannister. He would put a slide. I'm saying, clearly, Robert Baratheon wasn't immune to knowing that his chick was sliding around on him. I'm saying, like, if he let the brother stab and knock her up thrice with blonde hair kids and never noticed, I'm saying the side dude role was able to be played here. Like, I'm saying, like, he could have played a real strong side dude. Don't get your family murdered over a piece of ass. I'm saying, never do that. Like,
you talking about Rhaegar?
Yes, he got his whole, he got all of his.
Well, no, it started from his dad jumping off everything. His dad jumped it all off. No, he incited it more though. He jumped it off.
Right, his dad incited it. I'm saying, but Rhaegar's.
He kicked it off. Yeah, because he was gone. They was gone frolicking and doing and stuff, and it's going down in King's Landing.
Well, matters of the heart.
And Rhaegar didn't even at least bring enough troops to protect him and his chick. Like, they over here on fucking honeymoons and vacations and shit.
No, he had his best soldiers with him.
He didn't have enough.
But no, so he didn't need enough. Arthur Dayne was a...
They got murdered.
Arthur Dayne had to have 15... Did you see Arthur Dayne took out all of the John people?
He didn't take out all of them because
it was a sneak move.
Died.
Well, right. It's like...
At the end of the day...
Come on, Rhaegar died? Rhaegar died in battle. It was a battle. He died in a regular battle. Battle.
Which means he didn't have enough.
No, it was enough. He just lost in battle. It was just lost in battle. Because if you read the bracelet, the way it goes down is that Warhammer, Robert was done for because he had him and he swung the Warhammer and caught him slipping. And that was it.
So he died.
Yeah, but I'm saying it wasn't like Robert just came in and just bum rushed him.
I'm saying when you steal someone's bitch and then that person comes and murdered you. You didn't have enough. he was in control of all the important evidence. It's like, if I steal your bitch, I'm bringing 50.
it's just like Helen of Sparta in Paris.
Made it worse though because Robert ended up because the whole thing was like, I got my boy involved though too because I got the whole Stark family halfway killed. Robert did over some hater stuff.
All right, y'all. We agree.
We agree to disagree.
We agree Robert's a hater, right?
And Rhaegar's a dirty man.
Yes. All right. So let's get back to episode
Yes. All right. Five. So let's go into Gendry since we were talking about Robert Baratheon.
Yeah.
They go in. First of all, they go to Tyrion, talks to Jaime, tells him about the White Walkers. Mm-hmm. He like, okay, what does that mean to me? He's like, I'm going to prove it to you. Let Cersei know. Mm-hmm. He goes to Cersei, I'm pregnant. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care about. I guess she wanted to do an armistice now. Like, she like gonna try to do some sneak stuff. Like, I'm gonna try to.
She could win that damn war. She was
well, like, yeah, that's what. But it goes back to us last week though, asking how many troops they killed. They must. She must have killed a lot though, because they were right. Like, we ain't got nothing. Yeah. Like.
Also, she's paying people. Like, she's talking about, we can pay sales swords.
Yeah,
like,
we can pay. Yeah, we can pay mercenaries.
Yeah, like, they're trying to pay the gold company, because I thought the gold company's gonna come involved. But I wonder if the bank is like, yeah, we heard about these dragon situations.
We don't know if we want to invest.
Yeah, like,
but didn't they burn up the gold?
No, they burnt the grain.
It was already delivered before.
But then you got to think about, they ain't got no food coming in though. So then they might need to keep the gold to go pay for food.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, that money we was gonna pay back. I kind of need that for some McDonald's and Wendy's and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know. It wasn't clear after that conversation between Jaime and Cersei what her plan was.
Yeah, because basically the search is just like, just be loyal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust me.
Yeah, she probably needs to stew over that information for a second and figure out her next move. I mean, I think she'll definitely pretend to call a temporary truce, you know, get Dany there, get Jon there, and then strike.
Try to do something.
Because even if she believes that the White Walkers...
She ain't going to let it go down.
Even if she does believe that. She still, after that battle is over, wants to get back to her plan. And she's going to put herself in the best position for that.
Well, my thing is, I guess the whole thing is the armistice, because they might not know how many troops the Lannisters have. They like, we don't got none no more. So why do they even need Cersei then?
Yeah.
They must think, maybe they think they have more, or I guess Dany just wants her to chill for I can just deal with this here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be trying to attack me while I'm doing this over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I mean, I thought it was a logical flaw in the writers. I mean, at the end of the day, if Dany believes that there are White Walkers, then regardless of whether or not her army is sufficient to take the White Walkers, like if her army is sufficient to take the White Walkers, she'll build enough support in Westeros
to
get people down to take King's Landing, because Cersei's not a popular monarch.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah.
If she doesn't, then they're all dead, so who the fuck cares? I think this line of reasoning to get Cersei on your side is just building conflict that shouldn't exist.
Right.
Also, I personally think, you know, as we talk about, it's only 9 episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's really enough time to flesh out that whole level of treachery of them fighting meeting the White Walkers, convincing Cersei they exist, coming to them to fight in a battle that's definitive enough to end them for all time, and then resolving this Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I don't see, unless they're going to change the timing for the episodes to be an hour and a half each.
It's supposed to be next season.
Supposed to be longer.
I mean, we get a lot of things promised.
Yeah.
Lots of things
are
promised.
And they are really rushing the storyline, so I guess there is a way to get it all in.
I don't feel like they can do it eloquently. I mean, at the end of the day, they may be able to force it, but it'll be forced. And
It's a lot of content. I see the White Walkers winning, and they would definitely cut out.
That's the only way it really makes sense to me, because at the end of the day, we have 2 episodes left this season, and even if every season next year is an hour and a half, it's still way too much content to because right now, at the end of this episode, all we saw was Jon walking past the wall. Mm-hmm. So they have to identify a White Walker away from the pack, capture him without anyone's knowing, bring it back, take it to Cersei, get a court with Cersei, convince her, they get an army out there. That's a lot of fucking shit to do in 9 episodes.
Well, I don't even know if they're going necessarily to Cersei. I could see them meeting Jaime and Jaime coming out to see it and then coming back to her.
But they don't need to convince Jaime. They need to convince Cersei.
Okay, so it's something
like
that.
He's like, I saw myself.
At the end of the day, the only person you could reasonably get to Jaime to convince him is Tyrion. Tyrion's not with them. Tyrion's back in Dragonstone.
Yeah.
So you gotta take it, send it. Let's say they send a crow, or send a raven down to Dragonstone and say, meet us in King's Landing. That only saves them like a day's worth of travel.
No, because they're traveling at lightning speed.
Yeah,
I don't know how fast those
ravens They got that Back to the Future DeLorean going on right now. They like, well, we going to get here. We at the wall. Like, whoa!
Like I said,
they should have taken Theon with them. Like, it's some kind of sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was he doing in Dragonstone when they were
I just thought about
there,
that.
Right? Why is he still there?
What is he doing in Dragonstone right now?
Chilling.
Hey, look, he already gave his dick up to the game. He's gave him. He's sacrificed.
Right,
enough.
So he's sacrificed enough. Right, use him as bait.
Hey, like he woke up one day, his dick was missing. Somebody's eating a big sausage. Like he's been through enough.
Like, they need to take him with them.
Like, so, that's PTSD for that ass. Like,
so then we have Gendry, who finally comes back, working as a blacksmith.
How'd he get so nice with the hammer?
Well, I mean,
he's a Baratheon.
And I think he wanted to learn because that was his dad too, though. Mm. And it's small, and his dad's is like super humongous. Mm. That was the way he killed Rhaegar because it was that. I mean, that accent killed somebody, but Rhaegar was a good, you know, good fighter and stuff. So, but I think he was like wanting to honor his dad. Like, I want to learn how to run the axe. I'm a blacksmith. He probably messed around. He got the crest on there too. If you know,
yeah, I saw that.
They had the crest on there.
Got the Thor hammer.
Yeah, yeah. So it's gonna be real interesting to see what happens with that.
Well, I think that he's going to make the weapons
with
the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He's the blacksmith. So we know he's not going to die. The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Was that trailing dragon glass? So there were six people who walked outside. Seven people.
Seven.
But then there were also people who were dragon shit. I guess supplies? Was that supplies of dragon glass?
It should be. I hope. I mean, yeah. John was mining some of it. I hope he picked up something to take away.
Like,
then,
again, you look, check it out, man. I know you good. Can you whip some of this up real quick while we eat?
Right.
While we eat real quick.
Make us some shanks.
Whip up some of these real quick. Just whip it up a little bit. Just a little. We don't need no big, long brawl swords. Just a little couple of daggers, you know, a couple of ninja stars. Have you heard of a ninja star? Something like
that. If they start throwing ninja
somebody
stars,
I'm done.
I'm over this whole thing.
He's like, I got some new. I thought about it.
Hey, they start throwing ninja stars. This is the it. That's a wrap for me. Yo.
He's like, I'm done. I'm checking out.
Where do we see Gendry's story going? After
I think
he
takes the Baratheon name. He's the only Baratheon.
That's
alive.
Fine, but like, who? Where do we see it going after that?
Marrying
Arya. Or Sansa?
Yep, because that keeps their family together. Not Arya, because Arya...
Well, if
yeah,
Danny...
I don't think Arya likes guys.
Arya's not happy. She liked Gendry.
No, she liked Gendry. That's her dude. Him. That's the reason that she has them on her list is because of them selling Gendry.
Right.
I mean, I think she likes him. I don't think she...
I think she likes him.
Yeah,
I think she likes him.
She will now.
And I could actually see that almost like drawing another wedge between her and Sansa because it could be a good union for her to marry Gendry.
Mm.
So you have a Stark and a Baratheon together. And then Arya getting upset about that union. Or if Dany and Jon find out they're related, could Dany have to marry Gendry?
Mm-hmm. The more I think about it, Sansa's the odd man out. No, this
she
like,
is.
Like,
that's what I was
saying. She ain't nobody going. Who gonna marry Sansa?
Yeah. Like Sansa has. So
maybe, you know what? They might end up
so
making her marry Tyrion.
Man, again?
Yeah, that actually would make sense. Though.
Actually, she's already married to Tyrion.
Yeah, she is. No, but it's not. It wasn't consummated.
Right, but she's still already married to Tyrion. So if she smashes
that consummates
a marriage that's already happened.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
and it would make sense.
And Tyrion brought it up when Tyrion met Jon Snow. The first thing he did was talk about his wife.
Yo,
wasn't consummated.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't hit, though, man. Just let you know.
But they reminded us.
And then he's a Targaryen. And then if Dany marries somebody else, and since they're not related by blood, then John marries a Stark. It could get creepy. And
it could get creepy. How is John going to marry Stark? John's going to be with the...
But he's not... I mean, I'm saying... Yeah. I mean, relatively speaking, he's just a cousin. He's a cousin to Sansa. He's a cousin to Arya. I'm saying Sansa's marrying a cat who is... Whose mother is a Lannister, whose father would presumably be a Targaryen. Yeah. I mean, so it's no more creepy for them to get married than it is for him to marry Dany, who's his
They'd
aunt.
Be cousins in
Yeah,
laws.
I don't even see it getting that far because I still think the White Walkers are going to win. <I do. laughs>
Last episode is Night King on the throne.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, Dany.
Gotcha, bitch. That's his last line. Gotcha, bitch.
Dany can marry the Baratheon. John can marry one of the Stark brides. And then, I guess Arya. And then, because they haven't really established a close relationship, so it wouldn't be weird as a watcher, although it would be weird from a familiar standpoint. And then Tyrion could stay married to Sansa, and that would be the peace.
Wow.
That bring all the families together, united under a Targaryen head.
Yeah, I mean, you got Samwell can take over the Tyrell area. I mean, even though he's still...
Samwell got a bitch, though. He already got a bitch.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he could. Yeah. They could put him on that throne.
They could. And he consolidates the Wildlings. Mm-hmm.
So how do you see Sam's storyline changing when he finds out he's now the man of the house?
Well, in theory, he can't technically leave because he's still with the Black. He still took the Black.
Right, but unless he's the last of the...
No. Yeah, well, no, but the only reason John is, I actually looked at it, is because he technically died. That's why he was like, fuck it, I'm out of here. I died already. Remember, my oath is till death. I died already. Peace out. I'm out of here.
So, I thought that Sam could.
He could. So he could petition to do it, but he don't want to be unless they can.
His son could.
They believe that's his son.
But they believe that's his son. No, he could just. But he could lie and say it.
He already did lie and say it.
Or give it to my boy though, and let Brienne take it.
If he gonna lie, just say I'm the last of my kind. I mean, also I thought getting out the Black was. If you're the last of your last,
you could petition for it. Yeah, you
so I'm saying he has a very legitimate.
But he might not want to do it though.
Think about what he gave up. He's not part of the Citadel. He's not a part of the Night's Watch. I'm saying like, what the fuck else would he do?
Yeah, he's going to find John.
Yeah, I'm saying like, what? I mean, he has nothing else to do. It'd be one thing if he still become a maester, but he gave up being a maester. Yeah. So he gave up being a maester. He's not part of the Night's Watch.
Yeah, he technically still is though. He's going back to the Wall. They don't know he left.
Oh, really? I never thought he was going back to the Wall.
Yeah, I think he's going to Wall. Oh, are you saying he's going to Winterfell to try to talk to John?
Yeah,
I think he's going to Winterfell.
Thinking he's thinking that's where John is.
Okay.
Why are you going back to the Wall?
Gilly going to get captured by her daddy.
Yeah, because he doesn't know his father's dead. Like, why would he go back to the Wall?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, he don't know his dad's dead. You're right. So then we got the Magnificent Seven. Everybody hates everybody in this whole crew.
Yep.
Wasn't it more Brotherhood of Banners men?
There were. I don't know what happened to them.
They down to three. Like, what happened?
Maybe they decided they didn't want to go to the Wall.
Oh, the mother cats is like, there's three brothers with banners.
I'm saying this.
Weed Brothers is out of here.
If I'm riding with a cat that can bring you back from the dead, I'm staying with that dude.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
I'm saying I've held friendships way longer than people that can bring me back from the dead. I'm saying, right. None of you guys can bring me back from the dead.
With more useless people.
Yeah, like, I come here every Tuesday and none of you can bring me back from the dead. I ride with the cat that brings you back, you know, just in case it's a car accident. You know, who knows?
I mean, why did Jorah even go? Like, Jorah's like the odd man out of field.
Because he's trying to impress Danny.
That thirst is real. Like,
yeah.
Whatever you say, boo.
I get Gendry, though, because he just want to kind of get in the mix. And I think he wants to prove his Baratheon blood, though, too.
Also, he can get murdered in King's Landing. I'm saying, like...
Yeah, oh, that's true, though. He's like...
It's safer.
No one
specifically looking to murder him out behind the wall.
He had his backpack, just waiting for the day.
Right.
Okay, I'm
ready. He's waiting
for him.
Don't pick him up.
I'm going to need to go home.
This is like, I already got everything. Let me get my hammer.
I'm gonna grab his hammer, we can ride.
He had his
duffel bag. You realize since you left me, everybody's trying to kill me as soon as they found out who the fuck I was. Like,
that's true.
He should have a beard and some hair.
Yeah.
He probably think if he got a beard, he would look like his dad, maybe, and people would like, oh, you.
True.
Like, if you can't stay clean shaven, it's like.
Also Westeros is really
too. Yeah, he just got to
Westeros is really light skinned, so that opioid addiction is probably
what. Opioid addiction. So who do y'all think dies on this group of seven? This Magnificent Seven.
Wow.
Because I think it's gonna be just like the movie almost. Well, like three or four of them surviving.
Everybody died. Magnificent Seven.
In the original? Denzel don't sign no contract.
Not in the newer.
We
can't call the Denzel one the original one. That's not.
No, the original one. Everybody dies in the original though, too.
I thought that's everybody died.
Everybody dies in the original, but not in Denzel.
Yul Brynner didn't die in the original.
He's the only one that lived, right?
Yeah, but he didn't die.
Oh, you're thinking the Wild Bunch.
No, I'm thinking of Magnificent Seven. I thought everybody died.
No, not the original one. Yul Brynner didn't die in the original
one. Oh, I'm talking about the
Charles
remake.
Bronson died in the original one. James Coburn died in the original one.
I'm talking about the remake, though.
Oh, the remake is...
that's not the original
one.
I did not say the original.
But then Denzel, the remake. In the remake, Denzel made it in the remake, didn't he?
I can't remember.
remember.
Yeah, I think Chris.
Chris Pine and him, I thought, yeah.
No, Chris Pine died. Chris Pine died in the field. Yes.
Okay.
I know that.
I think Denzel ain't died since Training Day, so he ain't signed no contracts of death and no movies. He ain't like, look here.
Oh my god.
They're gonna change that script. I'm gonna at least be in a wheelchair or something. So who y'all predict out of that? I mean, everybody can't make it, right?
Yeah, because even in the
trailer.
Yeah, the trailer. I think for next week, it didn't look like.
I think it'll be back. One of the brothers.
Yeah, I think the man bun might finally go.
Man bun.
Yeah, I hope the redhead doesn't die. I love him. He needs to hook up with Brienne.
I need him to get his big woman.
And he runs the Wildlings too, man. So you've got to have somebody that kind of can kind of keep them, you know, together and everything too.
I don't know if I see Ser Jorah dying or not. Okay, we know Jon's not gonna die.
Yeah.
Gendry's not gonna die.
Do you think they're gonna end up killing Davos?
Because
he said, I don't fight, and I can see him trying to fight, and then
he
dying.
Need to stay in the cabin.
Wherever they were,
the side of the wall. Like,
no, he's in the seven.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. He need to stay back. Yeah, I mean, Davos could go. Ser Jorah could go.
I mean, this two of the Bannon brothers, I think, is the only ones that I think.
What
if?
What if one of the brothers turns into a witch?
That's what I was thinking about that too. But that'd be weak sauce. That'd be weak writing.
I think the Hound's gonna live.
Yeah.
I think Jon's gonna live. Mm-hmm. I think the Gendry's
gonna live.
Everybody's
up for dibs. Everybody else up for grabs.
I think what happened is that the guy who brings back Davos for the Lord of Light will get murdered, and no one else can bring him back, and so then Davos dies.
Oh, because then you think they will try to bring Davos back?
Yeah. Wait. Oh, because since they're connected,
right?
Okay. Interesting.
So I feel like that can happen.
I think whoever dies is who they'll bring back to Cersei. Because that's the easiest way to capture one is while they're not moving before they turn into the witch.
So that's true. A good idea.
Yeah, but he has to raise them though first, don't he?
No,
Nike has to raise
them. No, remember they were just turning.
No. He raised them. Remember? Remember at Hardhome, he put his hands up and then everybody stood up. So he's got to raise them back up.
But not that one at the wall though. They brought back that person that died to the wall. Yeah, and then he turned into it.
Oh, right. Or maybe he just had a fast motion on him, like, look, go up, get up now.
So they I don't like the rules
of the White Walkers. I like zombies more. Like, I feel like if Shepard start beating and become a zombie, I can believe in that. I don't like someone having to bring you to a White Walker.
Mm-hmm.
More like zombies.
So are they trying to get a white, or are they trying to get a White Walker, though?
I think they're trying to get a white. I don't think they care.
I think they're trying to get a White Walker.
You ain't gonna happen.
I mean, because they touched you and you died.
Talking about the White Walkers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think they're just trying to get a white. They're just trying to get an undead. Well,
fucking John's a white.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, if they're trying to get a white, they would have to...
Thoros is a freaking white too. He's been brought back seven times.
I guess she doesn't know that.
Right, but I'm saying there'd be no reason for them... Why would John leave to go get somebody that's just like him? He could just show him himself.
No, I mean, like, one of those zombified ones.
Yeah, they want to see the ones from Hardhome.
Yeah.
That's got bones and stuff coming off of them and everything.
Right, but I'm saying that, I feel like they're going to get a White Walker. I feel like those cats ain't rolling around with the Night King.
What do you mean, the whites?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, whites are. That's that army that's all around them. The White Walkers, it's only like a few of them. That's like basically the generals, the cats walking on horses. It's only maybe like 15 White Walkers. The rest of them are just the zombies that they brought back to life.
That are whites.
That are whites.
Okay.
So I thought John was a white.
He is a white. Because he's brought back to life. But nobody has really even... That's why John is still kind of skeptical even telling people, because it's like...
So Dany is not going to let that go either.
But she is brought back... But she's a white too.
How?
She burned she and came burned. Back to life.
But she's fireproof.
She was reborn, remember? She was reborn.
Who brought her?
She was reborn.
Not in the series. In the series, she was not reborn.
Yeah, but she's reborn in the books. She never died. Right, she reborn.
She never died.
Because she went through the fire and was reborn.
Right, she was fireproof. Okay. In the series, she went into fire. Her clothes burned. She didn't. Mm-hmm. She's fireproof. So it didn't hurt her or harm her. Yeah. So she didn't die. She never died.
Yeah, but she in the book, she's reborn though.
Well, maybe that's why she's so interested in John.
That's what I was saying. Yeah,
she's not letting that go.
So what is the difference then between John and these other people that have been brought back to life in the whites? Like, how do you get to keep your personality?
Well, they said that you lose your personality every time you brought back.
Well, John hasn't. True.
Well, I mean, he's only been brought back once. Like, Homeboy that's been brought 7-8 times, he's definitely not who
but
he is.
But he's not out there with the whites.
But not in the series, though. In the books, that's true. Not in the series, though.
I mean, he's still pretty cool.
Yeah, in the series, he's cracking fucking jokes and with the Hound. Like, I mean, he's still the same dude.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be the same type of dude. Every time you come back, you're supposed to be, like, less and less of yourself.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm asking. Like, what's the difference between the people that are, like, pretty much zombies?
Well, because those are from White Walkers, and then the other ones are raised from the King of the Light.
See, in my...
Lord of the Light. Okay. Lord of the Light. Got it.
In my understanding of the series, that there's no difference between the whites and the White Walkers on the show. And so on the show, everything that's been brought back from the dead that's a zombie, for lack of a better term, is a White Walker. And so there's a 100,000.
But the White Walkers in general are the ones that, remember, they were giving their sons up, at the beginning, and then turned them into White Walkers.
I don't think that the show's made that distinction yet. I don't think the show's made us that distinction. So I feel like, from John's perspective at this moment,
anybody I grab,
he's a person who still has his personality and his soul, who got brought back from the dead for magic, and he's going to capture a White Walker, which is anything that is clearly dead.
Anything walking his way.
Yeah. So
my thing is, like,
I feel like his uncle is not a White Walker. I feel like his uncle's not a white. I think his uncle is just
half and half.
Yeah, half and half.
But did he burn Ygritte? I was wondering if he could encounter her out there.
No, she's burned.
She's burned. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But some of those giants, you see them giants out there, which is, I was like, man.
Well, that's not his giant from Winterfell, though. It might be the other one.
It's the other one from Hardhome, though. Okay. You're talking about one is the one that was in the Battle of the Bastards.
Right.
Which is, man, I know they wish they had him around in these parts, though. Like, dang, man. Like, you could have kept him at home for real if they'd let the Veil know they're come. Like, man, we're going to keep one at home.
Yeah.
So we don't want to. Yeah. We need this tank for later on.
That's why bring no Sansa should have told him that Littlefinger had the Knights of the Vale, whoever they are.
Yeah, Sansa might have to die, man. Yeah. She might have to die on the
low. Somebody has to die this season. Yeah, somebody.
Well, a lot of people died this season. I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
Also, hold on. Let's go back. We need to go back. We need to go back to the Tarleys.
Yeah, I actually did not see that coming.
I saw maybe the dad being killed, not the son.
I thought he had been killed last week.
Yeah, I thought the dad was killed. And I thought he was going to bend the knee and be like, I'm down.
Dickon?
Yeah, Dickon.
Yeah.
And then, and basically his dad got his son killed. Because it was like, man, I got to ride with Pops. Like, you know, he was loyal.
No, he didn't. His dad tried to say, he's just a stupid boy. And then he was like, no, that's my daddy.
That's my daddy.
I ride with my daddy.
So, I mean, but some people are saying that, like, why did she kill him? She had to kill him.
I mean, she did. I mean, what else was she going to do? She gave them a choice. She had to make a point.
My thing is, she had to kill him, one, because you took out one of my allies. Mm-hmm. You took out, and you was Dirt Diggler, too, because those were people you were an ally to. You rolled up under the Tyrell banner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she absolutely had to kill him.
Yeah.
What did make sense was, why would you sign up to get burned by a fucking dragon to death after you lived after your father? Like, I'm saying, like, I get loving your father, but I'm saying you didn't support him at all by just getting burned to death with him.
Right.
Also, like, you sat there the episode before saying how difficult it was for you to kill people that who you trained with all this time. Mm-hmm. Like, it was such a divergence from the character that they led us to believe he was.
Maybe he had something else to do.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he had a job like the next. Maybe like It 2 was coming out like
it
next
too.
Year. Oh, I can't wait to see It.
I can't wait to see It, though, too. Yeah. So, who you got any predictions, Tiffany, on for next week? Any deaths?
Just that I think that one of the seven will die, and they'll use him to take back. That's what I think.
That'd be interesting if they did that. Because they're like, man, we can't even grab nobody.
That's why they should have taken Theon.
You should have used Theon and be like, hey man, just keep walking.
We're gonna
stay back here, and as soon as they come, run back towards and then trip.
When that time, we'll bring you back to life. Yeah. He doesn't know trust what
me.
Kind of life.
Yeah, we trust me, we will. We did it with John, we can do it with you.
Right.
Ain't that right, Jabba?
You come back. Right. I promise you'll come back to life.
Like, this is why you can redeem yourself for the 10th time.
Yeah. Davos, trust me. Right, Davos? Yeah, I don't kill nobody. Right, he brings people back into real life. And you got the other dude that brings people back. So you got two people, well, one person that does bring people back to life. Mm. So I think if I wonder if the Hound's gonna come back to life and hit the Sir Thoros is gonna give his life up for him.
Yeah, I see the Hound gaining some sort of power.
You gotta have Cleganebowl. You gotta have the Cleganebowl. You gotta have them fight each other at some point. Yeah.
So if that happens, what do you see happening if the Hound goes back to Winterfell with Jon and encounters Arya?
I think she didn't let that roll, man.
Because I think she was developing an affection for him.
Yeah, she gets. Well, I mean, first, I guess it'd be Brienne, everybody would be kind of like, what we going to do is, are we going to fight or what? Mm-hmm. And then Brienne was like, no, we all good. Then she'd be like,
John's going to have to tell them we good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's clear that her list is not going to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Like, her list is way more ambitious than what she
can. Oh, her list is, if you look at the original list, it's like everybody. It's like the whole Wu-Tang Clan is on there. Like, you're like, dang, like, you got random other people, the shopkeeper from this place that played y'all, and like, dang. Arya, you're real petty.
Is based on road rage. It's like, that motherfucker, that Buick that cut me off last Tuesday.
I'm kidding.
I know, I got a list.
You got a list too, Raven?
Yep.
Really? You got an Arya list?
We're going to say it off air.
Yeah, we got a list too. So really, y'all have a list? Like, what happens to these people on this list?
Their lives get ruined one way or the other.
So y'all ain't killing these people, right? So we ain't aiding and abetting and shit like by talking to y'all about this list, and then I'm gonna get called in and be like, man, honestly, I thought she was playing. It was just on the podcast. Here go the tape.
I just want everything that every man that's honest with themselves want.
What is that?
Everything.
Everything.
All everything. Of that. I want all the stuff in my I want to have everything. I want no one else to have anything. That's
me. So who are your predictions for death next week?
Everybody come back, but the Brotherhood. I don't count the Hound. Hound is like a guest with them. So
I have a no death prediction.
You think nobody's gonna die?
I don't think anyone's gonna. No one of consequence is gonna die. Like,
so you say Brotherhood? You think the Brotherhood is
not right? Next week? I think they gave us an incredible battle with the Lannisters last week. This week they gave us two deaths we didn't expect. Mm-hmm. I think. The two episodes left in the penultimate episode, they're going to throw us a curveball
and not kill anybody
of importance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I'm so sure that Daenerys is going to make it to the end anymore.
Oh, wow.
Well, they did say it could be a prince or a princess.
Right.
It was promised.
They did. Yeah.
So you think it's possible Daenerys could die?
I think she could.
In season seven?
No, not in season seven, but I don't think she's going to make it to the end like I thought before. What about you, Daryl? What are your predictions?
I see the four. Only four are going to make it back. Mm. I think I'm so far my man Davos, man. He's the only real G out of all of them, man.
Mm-hmm. I thought Davos didn't go, though.
Yeah, he's part of the set.
I thought you said he was useless in a sword fight.
He is. Well, he's going anyway. He's gone. He was like, man, I got a dude that came. Two dudes just came back to life. One dude just came out of grayscale. One dude has been burned severely, you know, most of his life. One is a dude that got a little warhammer, you know, that's fighting. I think I might be all right.
Not that many people are much better than he is.
Yeah, so like, I mean, you know, I can run at least, and these are the guys going to want to fight. I can make it back to the wall at least.
I hope so.
Davos should play that 1990s, like, riot type of play, like if a couple people start running, he start running just off GT.
Just
you know,
like, start running, he like, just start running. He don't even know.
He got loud, the other way, he just start running, just preemptive running. That's what we should play it off of.
Okay, what do we think the Unsullied are doing? Starving to death at Castle Rock?
No,
they still have a decent amount of food, though, there for
What
me.
Are they doing, though?
Sitting there they're supposed to be on their way back, like trying to make their way back.
What they're
way
not
back.
Doing is masturbating. What they're not doing is masturbating.
Oh, no.
Because Grey Worm would have been useful in this.
Yeah, right.
Like, going on this right. quest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, one of them, like, you know, somebody like that.
She should have sent a few of them.
Yeah. Yo, one of them. What about one of them Dothraki? Yeah. Right.
Well she probably feels like she needs. Dothraki to the
cold. Yeah, because they don't want no parts of that. You're right about that.
They're brown. No, they
be like, motherfucker. They don't want
those problems. Danny also thinks she needs as many people there to protect her in case Cersei decides to attack too. So she didn't want to support that mission.
Yeah, she kind of threw. Really, it's Jon that recruited everybody.
I mean, who did he take a consequence from Danny anyway? Jorah and Davos, maybe? Well, but that was his.
Davos is Jon.
Jorah hadn't been there. He spent like one day.
Yeah.
Okay, we got enough to get a hand job from Danny.
It's like your boy getting out of jail, though, and he was like, man, I'm going to move to Connecticut. Oh, right, well, damn, yeah. I only got to kick with you one day. I guess you got to move to Connecticut then. Because it's cold, you know. All right, we'll be back next week. Thank y'all for listening as always. Peace.